This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We pledge allegiance to Comrade Putin and his great minion, Donald J. Trump, to make America great again. We pledge this plan to destroy the Americans, to save their economy and their people and their border and their military. Hail Putin! Hail Russia! We will never surrender!
Здравствует Россия и Америка!
Yes!
За дружбу народов!
Yes, that is the KGB plan! Well done, comrades!
Could do it, keep the oil.
Would you still send aid to Israel right now?
Look, we've always got to protect Israel, in my opinion. They've been, you know, they're amazing people. What they've done is, it's an amazing thing, and they've been loyal to us.
Mr. President, when will you announce who your VP is?
Not for a while. I mean,
while.
We have so many great people in the Republican Party, but not for a while.
Well, what criteria are you using to identify who your running mate is?
Always it's got to be one thing. It's got to be who would be a good president. I mean, you always have to think that because, you know, in case of emergency, things happen, right? No matter who you are, things happen. It's got to be number one.
Who is your running mate?
Well, I have a lot of good people. We have a lot of really good people.
So you haven't decided who it is?
I have a lot of good ideas, but I haven't. And there's no reason
so
to do that.
So you haven't told that person, you're my person.
I speak to everybody. I speak to everybody. You know, I called Tim Scott this so we could. A lot of people like Tim Scott. I called him and I said, you're a much better candidate that for me than you are for yourself. When I watched him, he was fine. He was good, but he was very low-key, et cetera, et cetera. I watched him in the last week defending me and sticking up for me and fighting for me. I said, man, I said, you're a much better person for me than you are for yourself. Because for himself, he was low-key. For me, he's been a real tiger. He's been incredible. And others have too.
So maybe it's Tim Scott.
Well, it could be a lot of people. But it was interesting. I was watching Tim. I've been watching, you know, for a while. I watched him campaign as a candidate. But I watched him over the last 2 weeks. As you know, he endorsed me, fully endorsed me, gave me a beautiful endorsement. And he has been really strong in terms of that. No, but that has nothing to do. I don't want anybody to take even any inference. But it's incredible. Kristi Noem has been incredible fighting for me. She said, I'd never run against him because I can't beat him. That was a very nice thing to say.
What was the story that your team reached out to RFK Jr.?
It's a false story, no. It's a false
You never reached
you know
out
what?
To RFK Jr.?
I like him a lot. Nope, never happened.
Is it fair to believe that you would have a number of your former officials in your new cabinet?
I will put some back. I'll tell you. You did.
I want to go back to immigration. Walk us through your plan for immigration, because is it as easy as going back to the security that you had in place, like the Remain in Mexico and all these other things that Joe Biden overturned? There are 8 to 10 million illegals in the country right now on Joe Biden's watch. So what do you do with them? Are you going to deport them all?
Well, you're going to have to deport a lot of them. It's not sustainable. And now you look, these countries are very smart. I know every one of the leaders of the countries for the most part. The presidents, the dictators, I know them all. I know the kings, the queens, I know them all. These are smart people. These are streetwise people. It makes sense that they're taking people out and sending them up in caravans to the United States. And it's not just South America. It's from Africa, from Asia, from all over
and
the
China,
world.
Asia.
Yeah. I mean, from all over the world. From China, there are 28,000 people in the last few months. 28,000. That's what's he doing? Building an army? And they were mostly men, almost all men, from the age of 18 to 25. So what's that all about?
But are you talking about mass deportation? What do you do with the 8 to 10 million people already here?
Okay. Dwight Eisenhower, believe it or not, you don't think of him as being a tough president or a great president. He was actually a very good president. He was very strong on deportation because a lot of people were coming into our country illegally. And he started a big mass deportation. He dropped them very close to the border, and they came back. Then he dropped them 2,000 miles away, and they didn't come back. We cannot allow scenes like I saw in New York 2 days ago where policemen are being beat up by gangs of illegal immigrants, in that case from Venezuela, Honduras. We can't allow that. And these are kids that are fighters. They were not, you know, babies. They were knocking the hell out of our policemen. We can't let this happen. These are tough people. So the heads of these countries are smart. They're not sending the people that are doing a great job and that they love in the country. They're sending people, for the most part, that they don't want, and they're putting them into caravans.
All right, folks, we're going to break
with me, but I turned back
for 1 minute, and then Michael Yon's in studio with Huge News.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Michael Yon was a Green Beret stationed around the world, also an expert on Russia and trained to fight a war with Russia. And he's the preeminent wartime correspondent around the world. So when he's in our country, that means America is under attack. And folks, when we say the globalists are the enemy, the Democratic Party is totally captured. They are literally dissolving our border. They are literally invading us. They're literally starting World War III. They're destroying our currency. They are defunding the police. They are at war with us. So let's stop mincing words here. When Trump says the mainstream media is the enemy of the people, they literally are at war with us. I have a great example of this real fast. 2 weeks ago, liquefied natural gas, Biden bans the U.S. exporting it. What's the main state that exports like 70% of it? Texas. And he said, this is to punish Texas, as people did. Now, he comes out yesterday and signs an order to sell our coal that he won't allow to be burned here to India to build factories there. We got articles up on InfoWars.com that deal with all of that. So that's strategic. Energy is the food of the machines and the infrastructure that feeds us. So it's just like cutting food off, and they're cutting the farmers off. Michael Yon's done a lot of reporting the last few years. In the last few months in the Netherlands. Now the trucking and farming protests have spread all over Europe because they're literally saying we're cutting off your fuel, we're putting more taxes on you, and we're cutting off your fertilizer. They are cutting the food off, they are cutting the energy off, and saying business is only open in China and India. And I'm not against the Indians, folks. And I'm not even against the Chinese people, but this is beyond treason. And the average person doesn't think, where's power come from? You just flip a light switch. No, it doesn't. Around 70% of our power still comes from coal. They lie and say it's from wind. But you study the numbers, that's not true. We are being shut down where you can't come here to manufacture because there isn't cheap energy. So, Michael Yon, I've got to say, and I'm glad that Doc Chambers is here as well. He'll be popping in with us coming up about 20 minutes. That you've had a great success. You've been down at the Darien Camp for years where the Chinese and the UN are building their giant refugee camps, their invasion camps. You're showing the bridges. You're showing the maps. And you just hammer it on my show, your show, and other shows. Finally, in the last month, you've had a major breakthrough. It's all over Fox. It's all over Tucker, the people you brought to Darien Gap. It is all over the news. It is in congressional hearings. They're talking about the NGOs. The new border bill gives $2.3 billion to NGOs to accelerate the invasion. Everybody's talking about the UN. 6 years ago or 5 years ago when Lou Dobbs got fired from Fox Business, he simply showed mainstream documents, mainstream news, reporting on Soros getting U.S. taxpayer money to give them debit cards and the NGOs to give them billions. So they were really scared of this. Now this is out in the open, and now the defunding is out in the open strategically. And I know you're not about praise, but it's an example of success for everybody else out there watching. You've been down there for years, and the people backing you have really bet on the right horse. You have won a major strategic victory in the awakening process to cut off the funds. You've got to feel really some satisfaction right now.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I just got back. I just took our team, Operation Burning Edge, just with Ann Vandersteel. We just took Brett Weinstein and Dr. Chris Martinson down to the Darien Gap. And then we took, Ann Vandersteel was there, Masako Ganaha from Japan. And this has now reached millions of viewers. Just the Tucker interview with Brett Weinstein hit at least 9 million now. And so that was a major awakening. It was actually great to take Brett Weinstein down there and Dr. Chris Martinson. We had them down for almost a week. And so the learning experience was quite intense for them. And I think that they were quite surprised. Just watch Brett's interview with Tucker Carlson. Now, interestingly, you were just talking about LNG, the liquefied natural gas. Natural gas is something we've talked about quite a lot. Now, when we talk about the flows of the aliens coming through, the demographic warfare, the weaponized migration, that's all part of something much larger, as you talk about all the time, Alex. For instance, the energy and the fertilizers, right? Fertilizer and energy is something I talk about a lot. The natural gas last year in March, I was at the Dutch elections. In fact, I had just left Panama and went straight to Netherlands because Netherlands is another vital terrain. I was at Groningen gas fields, which is the biggest gas fields in Europe, actually. And I was warning, due to information war, they might close the Groningen gas fields. And now they have. Now, when I reported that last March,
it sounded crazy.
Yeah, because you got to keep in mind,
folks, they're turning the lights off. It just takes time for you to figure it out.
The flash to bang can be quite long on, for instance, the natural gas. Keep in mind, with the natural gas, it's more than just keeping your water warm. It's also fertilizer. In the Haber-Bosch process, in which you take the natural gas and you remove the hydrogen and you combine it with the nitrogen that we breathe, you make ammonia, right? Nitrogen is fertilizer, such as ammonium sulfate, ammonium nitrate, and that sort of thing. So
they turned off the second largest food producing country in the world is the Netherlands. They're geniuses. They're the central green thumb. They literally are cutting off the main food.
Absolutely. And Germany as well. And in Germany, they talk about, carbon dioxide. And Netherlands is about Stickstoff, which is nitrogen, right? So they custom make these information campaigns depending on the demographic and how it will sell. A lot of people don't realize they're not just cutting off farmers, they're cutting off fishermen as well. For instance, in Netherlands, I was out with fishermen.
Well, when you cut off farmers, you cut yourself off.
Absolutely. And you'll put the control in the hands of people like Bill Gates, who is openly, he doesn't hide what he's doing. He's trying to get as much control over the food supply as possible. He's just one. Keep in mind, the World Economic
Forum. TICOMs are buying it all up.
Oh, yeah. Now, keep in mind, now, as they shut off the food supplies, bit by bit, keep in mind, again, there's a long flash to bang between the reduction of the nitrogenous fertilizer production, the food prices going
up. You use the military terms, long fuse.
Right, exactly. So the human osmotic pressure, the HOP, the human osmotic pressure is the push and the pull of migration. Now, as the food prices go up, food shortages increase, and other pressures, positive pressures increase, that causes people to move. Meanwhile, you've got the NGOs, many, more than 250, who are facilitating the invasions of Europe and the United States.
And don't you love Elon calling for their arrest? Because they are human trafficking. And Biden can't wave a law on that.
All right. One of the reasons Operation Burning Edge spent so much time at SpaceX last year was to specifically spur Elon. We didn't even ask to talk with him. We didn't ask to talk with any of the – I'm very pro-SpaceX, by the way, and I have been since the inception. But we went to SpaceX, spent 2 or 3 weeks down there showing how the aliens are coming across the border at Boca Chica, which they come right across the Rio Grande right there, and then you saw Elon Musk start paying attention to the border. I will chalk that up as another success of Operation
Burning Edge. Oh, there's no doubt. You're a genius.
I'm doing what you do, basically, force multiplying. You're one of the few people that get what I'm doing, actually. I had Anthony Rubin on your show last year, and you said, and I had, I was sitting beside Anthony Rubin, and you said, you're force multiplying, Michael, something like that. And I'm, exactly. That's what we have to do.
Well, I was never in the military, but I did get really interested in politics and how to defeat the globalists. So when I was at like 20, I started reading all the books about resistance movements, both from the West and communists and others, and like, things like Total Resistance. And it's all right there. That's what we need.
We have to force multiply. We have to, put your ego into a box. You have to have a strong ego to attack the way we do, to fight every day, to wake up and go to bed in the game. But you also...
Well, you externalize your ego onto humanity.
Exactly. You need to do exactly what you do. For instance, you're always giving the microphone to other people. You know, when I say, hey, can you have so-and-so on, you immediately do it. It's extremely helpful. Like, for instance, now there's some, or you have a lot of Orthodox Jews watch your show, by the way. And some are really would like to get on the microphone and talk about some of the things that are going on, for instance, with Hias, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, of which Mayorkas, Alex Mayorkas, used to be a board member on Hias.
And the Jews are worried about all the Islamists they're bringing in.
Oh, yeah, big time. The real Jews, the Orthodox Jews who watch, they'll be watching right now. They'll be sending me 100 messages when I get off. And they really want to put a kibosh on Hias. Hias, keep in mind, there's Catholic Charities, Lutheran Immigrant, Refugee Immigrant Services, and all these others.
That's a good question. What's the biggest NGO? You're saying it's the Jewish one.
The biggest one would be IOM, the International Organization for Migration. But all
that's the umbrella group,
right? That's the umbrella. That's the main engine room, you might say.
I mean, of the little front groups. Who's the?
Arguably, it might be Catholic Charities, but it's hard to figure this out. We work on it all.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans different nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Used to be Fort Clayton, the U.S. Army South.
So this UN Chi-Com thing is taking over our military base.
Right. The three major donors of IOM are United States. That's number one. Number two is Germany. Number three is Canada. Now in Guatemala, in Honduras, IOM is now sharing the office space with the Canadian embassy. Right.
And you're great at giving us all the details, but you've done your job now. People know there's UN camps. They know we're funding it. Now we got to move to cut the funding. Like this new bill, $2.3 million to the NGOs, a lot of Republicans supporting it. This is so simple. Cut the damn funding off.
Right. Cut the funding will be the first major hit. I mean, for instance, cutting the funding to all of UN. Years ago, people
said, I say get that hell out of the whole thing.
Yeah, totally out. Like, cut everything and start arresting people who are involved in the child trafficking. We know a lot of people.
And the NGOs are. That's what I said. The state police and others are looking at that. They can get them. Because it doesn't matter if Biden says you can come through illegally. You're there with unaccompanied minors that are being trafficked to people and all sorts of crimes being committed. You start arresting a few of these people, they'll fold like a old barn in a tornado.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And we know a lot of their names. We know thousands of their names. They should be kicking down the doors in Texas of these facilities, such as in Brownsville, the old Walmart.
And you can get them on zoning. There's 1,000 ways to skin this cat.
Right. It just takes the will to do it and the guts. That's all it takes. Because legally, we're in the right. They are clearly child trafficking. They are clearly taking people against their will. They are clearly for instance, in Brownsville and the old Walmart store there that we've been to, right? We all know this. We have all kinds of statements from people that work there. We have names of people that work there. We have everything. And not just us. Many people have it. Law enforcement has it. It's not like we're hoarding it.
And I played a video yesterday that was sent to me by Border Patrol. The Border Patrol starts crying because they've seen these kids before and they're begging for help. And they have to hand them over to the NGOs again and see them a month later.
Exactly.
Find that B-roll, guys. Throw that. This is sick. I'm telling the crew. Keep going.
Okay, right. Yeah. And so this is happening openly, and it happens all throughout the world. We see people coming in through the Darien Gap with children that don't look like they're even the same race. Where do they even get these children, right?
They use them as a golden ticket to get in.
Exactly. And in some cases, we know they recycle children on the Mexico-U.S. border, right? They'll literally use the child to get in and recycle the child.
That's what the Border Patrol was telling us, is why they're so freaked out, why they were giving us all this intel, is they said, no, we see some of these kids every month, and they tell us we've been raped, help us, and they can't. They're ordered to hand them over. The Border Patrol starts crying right here. This is the video. Keep going.
Yeah, this is just over the top. I was stationed in Germany when I was in the Army, in the U.S. Army, and we often wonder, how is it that these normal farmers and whatnot became these beasts that ran the camps and whatnot? And now I understand. It's everybody just doing their job, sir. Everybody's just
keeping their head down.
Yeah. One recently passed away Army Colonel Al Johnson told me one time, we were talking all day into the night one time. He said, Michael, organizational structure dictates outcome. Organizational structure dictates outcome, right? Bottom line, like a clock is a mechanical organizational structure. All of these people at the Border Patrol and whatnot, they're gears in the clock. They don't even know what time it is. But their job is to click, 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 put people on the bus. The bus driver's job is click, 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 drive them to wherever, and the next thing you know, they're on the streets of America.
It's our job to cut the funding off. It's our government, our Border Patrol. We're blaming them. It's our fault for not stopping it. We have to stop it.
That's right. That's why we're out here doing it. That's why we're putting a laser on HIAS, Catholic Charities, Lutheran Refugee Services, IOM. We know who they are. We know where their offices are. We know, for instance, at the City of Knowledge down in Panama, there's more than 62 NGOs down there. Norwegian Refugee Council, HIAS, Doctors Without Morals, of course, IOM, UNHCR, World Food Program, Office of American.
And just like with the UN, you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit a pedophile.
No,
I mean, just down there.
You should see it down there, or not just down there, but in Texas as well. I mean, it's straight up, it's gross. I mean, they have males,
picking up little kids.
Oh yeah,
and we got it on tape just a few times we went down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy, so here he goes, I'm here to show these children the way of the Lord. Get out of my way. And you want to beat their ass, you go to jail. But then you feel guilty. I know the Border Patrol feels. I'm like, I told the crew, I said, I feel like I'm part of this now that I didn't. They're like, yeah, we want to kill this guy. I mean, it's sick.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I feel the same feeling. Like, we know who they are. We know where they work. You know, I mean, we know who they are. And the bottom line is, it continues to happen.
Now, we had an undercover cop inside there that was working with us. She comes out because he chased her out. She was asking questions. And he's like, I don't want adults. I want children. Load them in my van. You promised me kids. He goes, sir, we'll get them to you. We'll get them to you. And she starts asking questions. And he knows the Spanish. He's a big white guy, and comes out and says he runs into us. He's like, "I'm going to show these children the way of the Lord." What's wrong with me getting the? I mean, it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa. And later they loaded kids up, and he went off and disappeared in a black hole.
I saw that. I mean, there's no telling what.
Can't make this up. Yeah. I mean, that's just one of the cases.
Yeah. Now keep in mind, the Chinese ecosystem is completely different than the rest of them. The Chinese clearly are on a path to world domination, and this is actually a group that can achieve a lot of their goals.
They're squared away.
They are squared away. They're smart. You know, again, I've spent a lot of time with Chinese in and around China, Tibet, all over, you know, Beijing, Shanghai, Long, the Xi'an, you know, and the bottom line is, they come in with a plan. They're taking over marijuana grows up in Maine and Oregon and Oklahoma and that sort of thing. What are they putting in that marijuana? But the bottom line is, they're now selling marijuana to our people. They're making money on our invasion.
They reversed the opium wars.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's often, you know, when I bring this up to Chinese, they're like, what about the opium wars? And I'm like, look, that was the British. I'm not British, right?
Yeah, like, well, plus, too, right? If my great-great-grandfather did something wrong to you, what the hell does that mean I'm guilty?
Yeah, and I'm not British anyway. We shot the British, too. I had two of my grandfathers fight in the Revolutionary War. One was a colonel in North Carolina. You know, he might have
been great-great-great-grandfather.
Oh, yeah, like super ultra-great-grandfather. He may have fought the Green Jackets, who I ended up with in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I said to one of the British soldiers one time, I hope my granddaddy shot your granddaddy in the chest with a ball, you know. But anyway, I love you today. You know, we're over all that now. But, you know, but the bottom line is, we're not British. And the British obviously did the opium wars and whatnot. But the Chinese used that as cause its belly. Now, keep in mind, one of the things that the Chinese do as well is they are, for instance, in Honduras, we were just down there looking at their archaeological warfare. I always go to libraries, museums, archaeological digs. They're trying to persuade the Mayan Indians that they're actually long-lost cousins of the Chinese and that they came over the land bridge and all these bad white people came and took your land.
So they're giving them, what's the CIA term? They're giving them that, they infiltrated the churches, the liberation theology.
That's right.
And the Chi-Coms are using that.
Oh, yeah, and they're good at it. They do it in different ways. One is all the indigenous people throughout, not just here, but also in Japan with the people in Okinawa and the Ainu people and these sorts of things. It's not just here. I see this all over the world. They're, you know, trying to persuade all the indigenous people that they can that you're long-lost cousins of Chinese and we're coming to help take this stuff back.
Well, I mean, it's true that they got Mongolian spots and when they're born and all that, so they are of Asian derivation. Doesn't mean they're Chinese or the Communist Party. That's preposterous.
That's right. Some of the Mayans have those spots as well. But I think most people don't know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, they are Asian. They're really Huns. All right, we're going to come right back, my friend, and we're going to have Doc Chambers in the control room to talk about the big victory. Get that B-roll ready. The 14 governors at the event. We stopped the left doing a false flag. Big victory. Stay with us. Infowars.com. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release the virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing.
So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Now, I'm not here telling Michael Young what to do. But he has succeeded in his 2-year mission to get Darian Gap in front of Congress on Fox News, Tucker Carlson, the UN funding. I tried to get Congress to focus on UN funding. It's the Achilles heel. This guy did it. And it's not about, he doesn't want the credit, but it's about the credit of motivated people and what they've done, and we can win. Let's get that straight. Look how far we've all come. Now, Jack Posobiec, formerly Naval Intelligence, nobody I know is as dialed in as he is. Let's just leave it at that. He said over a year ago, they're going to try to make Poland, they're going to put in this new leader they did. He named him a year ago, and they're going to start arresting the opposition in Poland, and make it like Ukraine and attack Russia with some type of false flag provocation. So Doc Chambers is going to be with us. We're extending this interview 15 minutes to the next hour. Dr. Stella Emanuel's in the studio. We'll extend her into the next hour. I'm doing all 4 hours today, ladies and gentlemen. But this, Jack's very busy over at Human Events, reaching tens of millions every day, and obviously dominating on X. But he is joining us with this Bild article, biggest publication, the mouth of NATO, saying Poland is getting ready for war. We have the defense minister of England saying it 2 weeks ago. We have the defense minister of Sweden saying it. No evidence of that, but how are they going to try to pull it off? So for tomorrow's news today, popping in for just a few minutes is Jack Posobiec. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Alex, thanks so much for having me on. Michael, how are you? Good to see you safe back in the United States. They're always trying to take you out, man.
I've been wanting to get you down, man. You're a number one target to come with me to Darien, please. I keep inviting you.
All right.
It's time
for you to come. Won't break any OPSEC, but we might have to put something together.
All right, give us the report. This is serious.
All right, Alex, so here's what's going on, all right, and it's very clear to me now, and the pieces of this have been coming to place for a past year now, because what's happening in Poland is intrinsically linked to what's happening in Ukraine. And what they're pursuing now, what we're seeing the globalists pursue, is a Syrianization strategy with Ukraine. What do I mean by this? It's very simple. Remember, Russia was last involved in a conflict where the United States was a party. Not in Ukraine, but prior to that was the Syrian Civil War. Go and look at where the Syrian Civil War is now. And oh, by the way, this is exactly where all of these attacks are taking place, on those bases where we've got U.S. soldiers, where people were killed in just across the border in Jordan, Tower 22. What do we have there? We've got U.S. forces on the ground, particularly in the border region, particularly in the Kurdish regions in the northeast, providing basically this human shield against possible incursions from the Iranians, from Shia militia groups from Turkey to the north. And then you've, of course, got Russia propping up and really strongly with the Syrian army and Assad. Now you're going to see a similar situation, all right? You're going to see a similar situation. This is where they plan to move things with Ukraine. Because what are they going to do? They're going to say, okay, it's a frozen conflict. They're going to draw the line essentially at the river there. Putin's already talking about putting in a DMZ, and people are arguing about where that DMZ is going to be. Is it going to include Odessa, et cetera, et cetera? But then, of course, you need that force to provide the stabilization arm for the other side, the same way U.S. forces are doing this in Syria. So who's going to do that? That will be Poland. That will be the Polish troops. They'll come in western Ukraine. And now what are you going to see the Ukrainian government do? You're already seeing them do it, Alex, and you and I actually, I think we inadvertently mentioned this in one of our asides, one of the recent times I was on, because who is Zelensky talking about putting in charge of the military? He's talking about not just getting rid of the head of the military, he wants to replace the entire heads of every department of the military and put this guy Budanov in there. Budanov, what's his background? He's from the intelligence services of Ukraine. He's the CIA's top partner in Ukraine. This is the guy who was behind the Kerch Bridge attack. He's been behind a series of covert clandestine operations against Russia, against the backfield. Alex, this is exactly what they're planning for. That $60 billion that you see in that bill that's currently on the table in Congress, it's been stalled right now, but the reason they want that $60 billion in, and that's number one, to prop up the Zelensky regime, and then number two, they're going to conduct they're going to move this to a counterinsurgency phase using what? The same style as Operation Gladio style leave behind networks. That's what they're putting Budanov. That's why you'd put an intel agent in charge of the entire military. This guy is straight out of the Operation Gladio school book. This is the guy who comes out of that system. The CIA is going to put him there, and then they're going to use him for terror attacks, clandestine attacks, covert attacks in Russia, in Donetsk, these bakeries, these marketplaces. That's the next phase this thing is going to go through. So they're going to freeze the war and say, all right, we've got this settlement, we've got this treaty, whatever they're going to call it. Poland's going to come in the West, right? And they're going to use Poland as the meat shields, as the human meat shields there in the West, just hoping, by the way, hoping that they'll get killed the same way we lost three soldiers at Tower 22.
And the final ingredient, the final ingredient will be provocateur events claiming Russian missiles, Russian events.
Of course, all of it, all of it. And this was Operation Gladio. Operation Gladio originally was they were going to blame these attacks on communists and say, communists are attacking Italy, communists are attacking Germany, we need to go war against the Soviet Union. That was the point of Operation Gladio. Thank God it wasn't successful. They're trying Operation Gladio 2.0 right before our eyes in Ukraine.
You were on the show a year ago, but you got really, not frantic, but very intense the last 6 months, saying they're going to put in this deputy head of the EU over Poland. The Poles don't want war, but a parliamentary system, for those who don't know, is not two-party. You can have a group, for people that don't know, of yes. other parties, put in a guy that got like 20-some percent of the vote. He's now arresting the political opposition desperately. How do you see them pushing Poland in? Sweden's not been in a war in 200 years. They're saying war is imminent. The UK is saying it. Germany, build.
Sweden... Now, Sweden, of course, Sweden is one of the most anti-Russia countries in all of Europe, I would say, besides Poland. Poland, of course, in recent history has many reasons to be anti-Russia. Sweden, of course, though, is extremely anti-Russia because, remember, before Russia controlled sort of the northern tier of Europe, who was it? It was the Swedish Empire. And it was those wars against Peter the Great where the Swedish Empire, they call it the Northern War, where the Swedish Empire really fell, and then Russia became the preeminent leader in the north. Sweden is looking to regain that with, oh, by the way, the influence, the power, and the military might of NATO.
And people ask, why does something hundreds of years ago matter? It's like Crips and Bloods. Somebody's great-granddaddy killed their granddaddy. And so NATO and the sociologist and the anthropologist are manipulating these old fault lines.
Of course, so they're going through and saying, oh, that's the Russians. You remember them from we're talking, by the way, this is hundreds of years ago, the Swedish Empire. When you're talking Poland, you do at least have people within living memory who remember what the Russian communists were doing. They remember this was, you know, for 80 years after World War II. But the issue here, Alex, is they're using these moral fault lines, these historic fault lines, these historic animuses to gin up support for a wider war and a wider conflict. So they'll say, okay, maybe we need some Swedish troops, right? Sweden, what is the point of having Sweden there? Because if you have Sweden there, then you have Denmark, then you have Finland. What does this do? This provides the ability to counteract Russia in the Baltic Sea.
And you predicted all of this. So
this is Kaliningrad.
Absolutely. I'm going to stop interrupting, but you already predicted this months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. Tell us what's coming next. That's what Jack Posobiec does.
What's coming next, I'll tell you, it's going to be, on one hand, they will claim that is the stabilization of Ukraine. They're going to stabilize the conflict. Look, Biden knows this thing's a loser. He doesn't want this thing going on all the way to 2024. Well, he's got an election coming up. He's going to claim to want stabilization. But we're going to see are more of these provocations going on in the backfield. You're going to see attacks potentially on Polish troops, Polish civilians. You're going to see attacks on Russian civilians, Russian civilian infrastructure. Remember, they murdered a truck driver in cold blood to take out the Kerch Strait Bridge. That's exactly who these guys are. They're willing to take out civilians. They're willing to kill people who are just truck drivers or service workers.
They're willing to cut Europe's gas off.
They'll kill everyone. They don't care because you've got these people. And Alex, you and I said it so many times. Victoria Nuland, you have to understand her Trotskyite background to understand. Yes, she is a communist, but her family was kicked out of Russia, right? They lived right near Odessa. They were kicked out because her family side was the tribe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On the podcast because I know Alex is up at the same time.
All right. Thank you so much, Jack. Please join us again soon. Dead on.
All right. God bless, Alex. Be safe, Michael.
All right.
Thanks. See you, Jack.
All right. We're extending your interview 15 minutes. You guys get your time back. Thanks for listening to Jack. He's got you guys dead on.
Oh, he's dead on. Yeah.
I want your comment on that. And I want to get retired Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers. Brief take geopolitically. We're going to shift gears. The big victory with the trucker convoy, 14 governors, the provocateurs you guys stopped, and then just your overall view of what's happening in America right now. But you want to make some comments on what the subject just said? You were stationed over in Europe.
Oh, yeah. You know, I lived in Poland for 2 years after I was in Special Forces. When I was in Special Forces, my two different A-teams trained to parachute into Poland near a town called Białystok. We trained for 3 years to do that. A great deal of training. And what you said earlier, Alex, is like this is a never-ending war. It's like a flower that keeps blooming, except it's a dark flower. I mean, it's Jurassic Trailer Park.
It's like herpes.
It's to say it just goes on and on and on. I love the Polish people. I lived there for 2 years after the army. But at the same time, it will end up just being a forever war. You can just see it unfolding. Whether it's the Baltics, up, you know, Lithuania, of course, and Latvia and Estonia. Everybody's always on the chopping block up there. As you know, Poland is right there. It's perfect invasion terrain between Russia and Europe. And, of course, not to go into the details of this, but this is a war that's gone on forever. You know, Russia needs those warm water ports. Europe needs the energy. You know, I was at BASF, a year and a half ago or so, and I was warning, or I was actually asking,
When would, you know, what's going to happen to the Nord Stream pipeline? I actually had an iPad.
No, I know. You ought to find that clip. Here's what you're saying. The wars never end. They're just put on pause.
Absolutely. And then, for instance, the Nord Stream, that it would be cut was really obvious. I bought an iPad that I kept beside me just watching Nord Stream flows because there was a website that monitored the flows. And one day it went to zero, and I was like, uh-oh. You know?
By the way, that's who we have on as guests, is people that are right over and over again. You never toot your horn. You should repost on X all the things you predicted.
You're probably right.
No, because then that brings everybody back to what you're doing. It's not about tooting your horn, you need to do it. Let's bring in Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers, Green Beret commander, great patriot, expert on the border, but down there a lot of clandestine stuff. Yeah, he led the great convoys, or part of the Texas convoy down there, helped run security. It turned out it was a big victory. 14 governors showed up. I cannot say enough about how you guys navigated this. Give us your 35,000-foot view on what we've generally been talking about, sir. And you're here in studio with us in the control room, and then let's drill into what happened at the border in the last week.
Right, Alex. Yeah, it's good to be here again. So what we had was a provocateur attack, fifth generation warfare style, with provocateur media not only infiltrating them but infiltrators into the convoys, and then what I call like a World War One Ypres salient, which was an attack where a bulge in the lines of the superior force enemy is surrounded on all three sides by an inferior force in numbers. So you had Texas law enforcement, you know, supported by the governor of Texas. You had we the people down there doing their thing, safely, peacefully assembling to take our border back people. And then you had, where are the men from Texas, Tucker Carlson? We were out there in the darkness, and we were out there protecting this thing from those provocateurs. And that is a three-sided pronged attack, which combines all those elements of we the people and the local government to thwart off this fifth-generation provocateur attack.
Tell us about some of the stuff that happened, because I saw some of these provocateurs saying, Alex Jones is down here, they just beat up elite migrants, and it's all... I've got the clip, I'm going to give the guy attention here. But, I mean, they were just freaking out and just right. Putting out total disinformation.
Well, before the convoy got there, real quick, the hailstorm hit while the provocateur... protesters against Christians were down there, and they had to vacate the scene.
That's perfect.
Then the convoy came in safely, set up, had a wonderful time. But in the unseen places where we'll celebrate this with cigar and scotch about 2 weeks from now, things happen to prevent that, which are us giving names to the local law enforcement and to federal, to state law enforcement, the DPS, Department of Public Safety, that they could then use that information to make sure that those people were warned, do not try to mess with these people, because they had different agendas.
Well, I mean, tell us as much as you can about it, but then also with a great success, 14 governors, massive attention,
right
at the time they're trying to put this bill through that gives Biden dictatorial power.
Well, those 14 governors were operating under the Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which is, as we read on the set there when Governor Abbott wrote that letter on the 24th of January, that's when the first time I saw him actually make that argument, because prior to that it was case law. So now we're arguing the Constitution. That supports everything that the convoy wanted to do. That was their number two line of effort, was to bring to light how the Constitution was being trampled on. So that was a victory. So all these victories, these little victories, add up to a big victory, just like that battle I talked about, three-sided. Hey, you bulge in with all this massive money and Soros money and bad guy money. Well, guess what? We the people beat you with a lot less resources.
By the way, it's a busy day here. Tucker just sent me this link 2 minutes ago. Why I'm interviewing Vladimir Putin. So you will all take a break at the break. That's a 5-minute little segment. We're going to air this to Carlson. Tucker just sent this to me. Because I asked him, I said, did you get the Putin interview? And he just sent me this. 1 minute ago. So I just sent this to the crew. Tucker just sent me a message from Russia. And so we'll have that for you. But the bottom line is, you guys never asked to be celebrated. You're the quiet professionals. But now you're in the information warfare public zone. Listeners need to celebrate men and women that are fighting tyranny, because it's contagious, and we go through a lot, and we also need support. And I just want to point out that we're having major victories. We're in a target-rich environment right now. The globalists aren't in beta. They're in operational. They're overrunning us. But I'll quote that Marine Corps general from Korea. They said, I forget his name, but they said, sir, we're completely surrounded. They actually won the battle. I know the whole story. I forget his name. And he said, good, we can attack in all directions. That wasn't bravado. That's true. Because when you finally got the enemy out, you got all this ammo, the truth, and all these artillery and weapons aimed at him. You can blast the living hell out of him. It's a million Chinese.
Yeah.
Well, as Michael Yan and I both know, you know, Green Berets go out downrange behind enemy lines with 12 men and their force multipliers. So when I had most of my team, which were retired Green Berets, we understand what to do. I didn't even carry a weapon that day. I don't need to, because all of this right here, and this weapon, the mind, this verbal judo, this you know, these are not
because you already had the relationships, the background, the respect, and you had law enforcement who had the guns. You were the commander working with them.
Yes, sir. So I was a liaison to the law enforcement, to the truckers. And honestly, it was just amazing to watch. And then, of course, I took a deep breath as everybody vacated the scene and drove away, and nothing happened from the Mike side or from Mexico.
You've got to be pleased. And the reason I tell these stories, folks, is explaining people are looking for leadership. And the left, I didn't even know these groups were. Anonymous attacked us last week and a bunch of stuff when I defended you. And it went super viral. I just made a little comment. Well, they were calling you a wimp and all this, these little Antifa people. And then I learned there's this whole ecosystem attacking you and General Flynn, everybody. They're so scared, particularly of the Green Berets, trained to defend people, trained to defend the common people, trained to force multiply populations, and they're panicking. Why are all these Green Berets, young and old, why are they everywhere? Who's running them? Who's giving them orders? Well, you're not getting orders, but from the Constitution and God. You see the attack. You know them. The Republic's under attack. This is the main battlefield. We haven't had to do this since 1776. This is the ultimate battle, and of course our military is now joining us to win.
This is our country.
Amen. Yeah, look, I'm just proud to be on the team. You know, I happen to be the guy that's the face of this, but there are so many out there, you'll never know. They should.
You tell us a few more minutes about how great this was with the governors and the, I mean, hundreds, billions of dollars of news time that you guys got with this huge success.
Right. So with Christy Noem, she was from South Dakota. She came down and actually supported us originally on Operation Lone Star with some of her troops. And then they continued that relationship. The governor of Texas, Governor Stitt, I'm sorry, of Oklahoma, Governor Stitt, he was the first one to stand up and say, yeah, I'm with y'all. So that was just across the Red River. Then you had South Carolina, and then you had everything all the way up to New Hampshire. Hard to believe, but they're a freedom state all the way across to Montana, and then people at the rally from Alaska all the way across the continental United States. So for me, that was good to see. So all these governors that came in, Florida, they provided airboats on that river since the beginning of Operation Lone Star. We appreciate the Floridians. There are Floridians that are still down here now, just sitting at that camp, continuing
and
to make sure.
And all the people that poo-pooed this, we didn't poo-poo, but you said be careful, but some did, especially on the left, they look like fools now because this brought massive attention and it brought unity and an example for the states to link up again in the future.
Those people that poo-pooed it, look, you know, they're good people that make mistakes on analysis, but understand this, and this is the book that I look at. My field manual is the Bible. In Revelation 28:8, it says, number one, what God detests. That's the cowardly.
God hates cowards.
Yes, sir.
Well, we got to take action. Just as we've been set up and defeated before, doesn't mean we give up. I'd say we have 90% victory. So we can't just sit here on our asses.
It's just one skirmish, if you will. It's we're going to continue to sink in, and we're going to keep them on their spurs.
All right, the Tucker Carlson exclusive. I mean, exclusive, he sent it to me. It's out on X. I asked him. I said, what's going on? I asked him an hour ago. Here's the video. So Tucker's response. We'll come back to one more segment with you great Americans, and then we will bring in another great American to be in studio with us. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.